Friday's Roundup.
Brought to you by
Richland Hospital, Badgerland Flooring, Cardinal Glass CG, Crystal Clean Storage, and Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Join Hank and Phil for Friday laughter bigger than a raccoon in a snack aisle.
And twice as unpredictable.
We've got Cooking with Hank, where recipes are more of a suggestion and the smoke alarm is basically a sous chef.
And medium heat?
That's just a bad choice. And don't miss the word of the day.
You're a googly moogly.
Freshly invented on the spot by Hank with zero approval process.
But he has 100% confidence.
Wrap up your week with chaos.
Chuckles.
And just enough nonsense to make Monday nervous.
That's Friday's Roundup.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hey, there he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning,
Hank. How are you, young man?
I'm great.
What a beautiful, beautiful week of summer we've had.
Mm-hmm. And this weekend's going to change back to
the humidity.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either. But what a beautiful, beautiful week we've mm-hmm. had.
Good sleeping weather.
Yes, it is. Yep. And I'm kind of not close enough to the mic. I'm sorry. But it's like a reprieve from that heat for a while. Just, it was awesome. So.
Yeah, we just need to keep this weather like all the way to November or something.
We keep it all the time for all I care. Uh-huh. Wake up at 45, the high of 75. I'm good with that every day.
Get a little rain once in a while.
We
could use that.
Every Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
That way, perfect weather. But anyway, we're above ground and we're talking to each other. And how was your evening?
It was good, yeah.
Did you do anything fun?
Can't say that I did a lot of things last night. Just kind of chilled. So
here's my issue, Philip. I found a mole track in my yard.
Oh, I thought they left.
Another one. Well, here's the problem. So the water, the garden gets water. Moles love, where it's moist soil.
Right. Good, easy digging.
100%.
Yeah.
But they only go about 2 or 3 feet out of the garden and then they turn around. So I gassed them last night.
Did you?
I did. So it's that. Where they just fall asleep? Not the torch.
No.
So we'll see what happens today if they come back. So I pulled tomatoes last night. I pulled 6 maters. Ate every one of them out there.
Maters?
Maters, yep. Out there in the garden.
Huh. Yeah. So they're ripe.
Boy, they're good.
Yeah. So I've got a tip from a listener earlier this morning. I was talking about sometimes how our tomatoes, they're at the Victory Garden in Sextonville, they get to a point, and then they never ripe, and they just kind of die.
Right.
So they're suggesting that there's a walnut tree somewhere in the vicinity. I've never heard that before. I don't know.
Maybe a root or something?
Well, they said it didn't have to even be that close. I don't even know.
Really?
Because I don't know my trees.
I didn't know that either.
But that's what they told me.
Well,
maybe that explains it.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll come down and look for the walnut tree. I'll cut that walnut tree out. Oh. I'll even take the wood off your hands.
Even if it's at the neighbor's?
Yeah, we'll get rid of it.
Do it in the middle of the night.
Well, on my trips out to Colorado, I've got something to play on Tuesday. What do you think of that, Philip?
What is it? World's tiniest cornhole. Oh, my. That is something else. It looks. I thought it was a mouse trap at first.
No, that is, and it has 6 bean bags.
6? Oh, my gosh, and they're small,
too. Yes.
That is just something else, Hank. They look like... I'm trying to think, like, not Tic Tacs, Chiclets.
Yes.
They look about the size of a Chiclet.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So I'll get a picture to Adam, and he can get it on our social media and website and let people see it. We may play that on Tuesday, Philip. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm not good at the full size. Maybe I can...
We can go with the little ones.
Maybe I can dominate at this.
Yes. Yeah.
You never know.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget that.
That's really cool.
Here's from something from Haley, Riley, and Hank.
What is it?
It's a toot whistle.
It's a whistle.
Why don't you take it out and play it?
Very nice,
yeah,
Hank.
Yeah, it's a toot whistle.
This is one of the nicest anybody has ever given me. Oh,
that or here's the best thing about the whistle. If the balloon goes bad, you just change the balloon.
Cut really?
The end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's work. So it'll last that long time. Yeah. So
let's see how it goes.
You have to cut the end off the balloon, though, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a New Year's Eve whistle. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, boy.
Play smoke on the right.
Same note.
Same note.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's awesome.
I figured you'd appreciate that.
Right, right. Did you try this on the moles?
Sing to them.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like the Pied Piper of moles. You could go out
there. You actually play a bagpipe now, Phil. Look, put that in your resume.
A bagpipe?
Well, it's a bag and a pipe.
I suppose.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We're pushing it, but...
Yeah, right. Well, I got a lot of wind.
Yes,
you do. I do. Oh,
Thank you.
That's
bet,
really
buddy.
Cool.
Yeah, so the world's tiniest cornhole game. We'll play that on Tuesday.
It's amazing how when you go shopping, you and your family, you see things and you think of me. That just
sad.
That just moves me.
Yeah, Riley and the toot whistle there. Thanks, Riley.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. All right, here's your question, buddy. If you could introduce a new national holiday, Phil, what would it be called and how would it be celebrated?
Ooh, it would be a be nice to everybody. Let's get along for one day.
As a national holiday.
A national holiday.
I thought maybe it'd be like vinyl record day, you know.
Well, they have one of those.
Well, no. I mean, a holiday. Like, everybody's off for
it. Everybody's off work.
The only thing that's open is...
A record store.
Record store. And you have to buy a record.
Oh,
for somebody.
Yeah, there you go. Now that would be good. Or see, for me.
Or for Phil. Yeah. Play some John Denver because
I
you
did.
Know,
well, I already did.
Yeah, because you know, if people bring you records, or let me rephrase that. If people bring you more records than they already do, you're in trouble.
Oh boy, I know.
So
I have an office and I have a storage unit. Yes, now, so I can hide the evidence.
No, you won't. No, I gave June the key the other day.
Oh, you did.
You might be from Pea Ridge, Phil. If you've ever chased cattle in your underwear and boots before coffee.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That's probably happened around here.
Yes.
Not just down south.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Are you ready for some cooking?
No, but go ahead.
All right, here we go. It's this is at 2:33 in the morning.
Oh.
It's the double-deckered meatball missile, Philip. The raccoons are holding a neighborhood watch meeting in your garbage can. Your smoke detector is nervous. Your stomach is filled has filed a formal complaint.
Oh.
Time to build a sandwich so glorious that it'll make the pizza delivery guy question his career. Here's the stuff you need: frozen meatballs, hot dog buns, pizza sauce, pepperoni, a bunch of mozzarella cheese. Oh, did I mention more mozzarella cheese? And garlic butter, butter, garlic powder. Parsley flakes optional. This isn't the National Food Network, so we don't really need that. Here's Hank's instructions. First, dump them frozen meatballs in air fryer. Let them cook it until they're browned up, prettier than a new pickup setting outside the feed store. While they're cooking, crack open them hot dog buns and lay pepperoni slices down on the bottom like you're building a mattress for meatballs, Phil.
Oh, nice.
Now spoon some pizza sauce over the pepperoni and throw a layer of mozzarella. Don't measure it. The good Lord invented eyeballs for a reason. Oh. Not measuring cups when it comes to cheese in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Once the meatballs are done, pile four of them on each bun. If one escapes and rolls underneath the refrigerator, congratulations, you just planned next week's supper. Melt some of the butter and stir in the garlic powder and parsley. Brush the buttery goodness all over the buns until they shine brighter than Uncle Leroy's forehead at the county fair.
Ah, yeah, that's quite shiny.
Yeah. Yep. Now here's where the common sense leaves the building, Phil.
Or okay.
Maybe it already has. And more pizza sauce. Add more pizza sauce over the meatballs. The more mozzarella, the more pepperoni. Because if one layer is good, three layers is called hillbilly engineering.
Ooh. So you know? It's layered.
Yeah, layered. Slide everything back in the air fryer until the cheese bubbles like Yellowstone and the buns get toasted enough to leave crumbs in your recliner for the next 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Here's your serving suggestions, buddy. Serve with potato chips.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Then you crumble them on top.
Yep. Ranch dressing and an ice cold soda pop filled with caffeine.
Oh,
it's 2:33. No one cares, and a stack of napkins thick enough to stop a paper cut from a chainsaw.
Napkins. Yep. Yeah,
Hanks, and that's what you do, and you know, and here's the Hanks' word of wisdom.
All right,
if you can still see the bread when you're done, you didn't use enough cheese.
Oh boy. Oh.
That's really a good, really good recipe. It really is.
I got to admit, that one doesn't sound
as bad
as some.
It's really good. So if you know you're going to make this at 2:33, it's already better to have pretty much like the meatballs already done. All you got to do is throw them in the air fryer. It takes 3 to 5 minutes to heat them up. Put them on that hot dog bun, layer that stuff up and eat, and they are good.
Hot dog bun isn't really big enough, though.
No, it is. You have four of them. Remember that.
Oh, I have four of them. I see. Okay. Yeah.
So, and I usually take out some of the bun where the meatballs go right into the hot dog bun.
Okay.
Take out some of the dough in the hot dog bun. That way the meatballs go right in there. You can layer that stuff.
I see.
Yes.
So you kind of hollow it out
there
a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's really good, man. Phil.
Hank, you're always thinking.
I'm trying to, Phil. Yeah. I'm trying to. Trying to.
Not always about the right thing.
But. And Hank's official rating. Are you ready for this? 5 out of 5 overworked air fryers.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Remember, at 2:33 in the morning, calories are sleep. And they don't start counting until sunrise.
Oh, awesome.
That is a really good recipe.
Now, do you clean out your air fryer with like a pressure washer?
I try to.
Do you?
Yeah, maybe once a year.
Once I was going to say.
Or just buy a new one.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, Hank.
Well, yeah. And what do you have for us today?
Oh, not much as usual. It's time for poor old Grandpa Phil's Attic Logic, sponsored by Salt Weedle's store in downtown Cazenovia since 1946. There you go.
Yeah.
Or as Mama used to say, just wait till your dad gets home.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Or just wait till your dad gets up from the barn.
Exactly. That
you're going
to
be
sorry. I don't know if that's lie. I kind of gave that one to you. That's more of a warning, though, isn't it?
It is more of a warning. Yeah. Mister. She would say Mister.
Yeah. Mister. Yeah.
Wait till your dad gets up from the barn. Hey, Mister.
Henry Irvin Bray, you wait till your dad gets home. It's going on the paper. It's like, oh, Mom, please don't put it down.
Don't put it on the paper.
Do not. Oh, it was bad.
Oh, that ain't good.
Because usually we had Randall, Henry, and Russell. You know, for this is the Randall didn't have nothing because he was the firstborn. Russell didn't have nothing because they felt sorry for him, and Henry had them all.
Really?
Oh, yes.
So a star by your name didn't necessarily mean you had a good day. It was
no. She wrote down what we did.
Oh, wrong. I see. Yeah. Itemized it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh. Yeah. So Dad would get home. Goes. So he had his regular belt and Hank's belt.
Hank's belt.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hank's
okay.
Belt. Yeah. Huh. I'd love my mother. I love my mother, but at the time, boy, I tell you what, I just thought she was always picking on me. But today, I might pretty much see why.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The black sheep.
Yeah, the black sheep of the family.
Yes, yes.
As John Anderson once sang.
Yes.
Other logic, don't put the cart before the horse.
Amen to that.
There you go.
Yep.
Do things in the right order.
Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah. And don't be a goofy gink.
A goofy gink.
That's what Mother used to say. That I don't. Did you look that up? What?
No, I got.
Because last time we looked up, what was it? I know, work brittle. We looked
work
that up.
Work brittle. I love that. I still use that.
They said that was that's an out of date term. But
is it
out
of date?
Well, that's what it said when I AI'd it.
Really?
But gink. G-I-N-K.
I'm gonna look that up.
That'd be like some guy less than stellar. You know, that's probably not contributing a lot to society.
Would that be me and you?
Well, yeah, like little Philip. That goofy gink.
That goofy gink. He's so work brittle, I don't know what to do.
No, he's not work brittle. Have a good day.
Whoa. What about the word of the day?
Oh, I forgot.
My goodness.
How can I forget that?
Today's word of the day, Philip, is decorum.
Decorum?
Yeah, to peel an apple from Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oh.
Here you go.
Okay.
Did y'all know before Ma makes them apple pies, she decors them?
She's decorum.
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 Decorum. Yeah. She decors them.
She decor them.
Yeah, she decor them.
Yeah. All right. Got it. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go decor them right now. Have a good day.